welcome. I welcome you. Ran out of talent. Podcast. We can't thank you enough for checking in, taking it in, listening to the stats. Joey Fitzsimmons is the co-host. You got Joe Jr. running the show. Me, I'm a man just trying to just rip up the freestyles just for you tuning in to Ran Out of Talent. But if you ever run out of talent, don't take no time, don't take anything, just get a hold of Junior or Joe.
Yeah, all right, that was a crappy fade on my part. All right, guys, how's it going? Oh, wow, I'm getting major feedback from one of you guys. Joey, do you have headphones in?
No, I don't.
Might be from you, man. Check, check. Yeah, do you have headphones, man? I'm still getting a little bit of feedback.
I don't have any, no. I'm going off my phone today. I'm actually sitting on my dad's couch.
Yeah, right on, right on.
I'll mute back and forth when I'm not talking here, and I'll jump in.
All right, so I'll mute the computer just for a real quick second. I hate to do this. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Not even a bearer of bad news. It's pretty well known at this point that Nathan Jorant has passed away. He had a car crash early this morning. He was just turned 23 years old. He was the nicest person at the track, like truly happy to be there. Worked so hard at racing when he did race. He quit about 2 years ago, but he worked his way from, you know, being a little kid at MMR all the way up to the 75% team on Team Associated. Always happy, truly nice guy. I mean, I couldn't say enough nice things about the guy. He'll be truly missed. So, have a moment of silence real quick. All right. So anyway, man, it's just always a bummer when that happens. But that one really brought me down today.
Condolences to the family.
Yes, absolutely. And to the racing community in Minnesota, too. I mean, we're all feeling it right now. It's pretty rough, as he would say. It's rough. He built a track in his yard, called it Rough Raceway, that type of thing. Anyway, if I find any memorial service information, I'll post it on the Ran Out of Talent Facebook page along with mine. So, anyway. So, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, do you have sound canceling on your phone at all? Like, there's
option. I do, and it's on.
Okay. Yeah, it's not terribly your fault. It's just the way it is. Unfortunately, you were telling me that this is going to be one of your last consistent episodes. It's time for big car racing season.
Yep, it is. We kicked off into full swing a couple weeks ago. We started racing up at Cedar.
Yeah.
Did really well in the opening night. The following weekend, we did pretty well, too.
Okay.
And we're actually... not we, but I'm actually working on buying my own car.
What are you buying?
A super stock.
Okay.
I was supposed to pick it up yesterday, and then that fell through, and then I was supposed to pick it up today, and then that fell through.
Oh, same guy?
Same guy. It's actually, the dude I'm buying it from is an older guy, so the guy who put me on it kind of is like being the messenger, I guess you could say.
Oh.
So it's kind of dependent on him when he gets the time to go with me.
Yeah.
So he actually was working on a street stock, putting a deck and body on it.
Okay. Okay.
So he had his weekend pretty tied up with that.
Yeah. Zach's been running some pavement on road. Learning the pain. Yeah. Learning the pain of pavement. You showed me pictures of the bottom of your chassis, your car. I'm like, oh man, that thing was brand.
It's not that bad.
Dude, those tungsten screws, they do hold up well.
They do, yeah. I was surprised. I didn't know how they were going to do. Really, the picture I sent Joe is like the front and the back of the chassis kind of like scuffed up from the asphalt. But then in the middle, where the screws are, for like the motor mount, there's this big like 3-inch stripe where I just sent it over a plow disc because I turned in too early.
Yep.
And the plow discs are steel. I think my car got about 4 feet of air.
Oof.
Vertical.
Yeah.
Which is great for a buggy, but not a touring car.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
But it was really fun. 4 or 5. I'm at 8 degrees of boost and 41 degrees of turbo.
Wow.
That's not enough. I'm still getting used to it, but it's like I can tell where it's hitting top speed on the back straight. But I'm going to figure out my entry onto the back straight better. And
what temperatures are you coming off at?
For what? Everything's hot.
Okay. Well, like when I was starting to put boost and turbo into my A-scale buggy, when we were running on AstroTurf, I was coming off at like 210 degrees with everything.
Not that hot.
Yeah.
It's like the battery is probably like 100, 120.
That's
warmer than you want it to be. But yeah. Like, I can't make the battery cooler. But then the ESC and the motor are probably like 140.
Okay.
Like you can touch them, but they're not going to burn your finger off.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hold on to them.
Yeah. Oh. We got Derek Relaford checking in from Bedroom Radio. He has a whole podcast like network going. Him and I bounce ideas. Well, I bounce ideas off of him and he gives me feedback. Matthew Larson checking in. He just had a double win a week ago. Wasn't that a week ago, Joey? You're on mute.
2 weeks ago.
Gotcha. So was that with late model and super stock?
Yes, it was. Limited late model and the Wasota super stock.
Nice. Jacob Schweisberger checking in. He, it's funny, he checked in on the MMA podcast when I was going like full tinfoil hat. He's like, what the hell is this? Well, because I'm doing the MMA podcast and the Ran Out of Talent banner's behind me, I should probably throw up a green screen or something like that.
You put up a brick wall.
That could be, I mean, it's a regular. So the wife and I
mean,
yeah, the wife painted it and it's like, oh, that's awesome. And then Chris McKillops from Party Crashers made me a banner and he's like, oh, they're only like $50. I'm like, banners are only $50? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have a banner. I'm actually thinking about bringing that to Vegas to hang up in my pits. Doug Reek checking in. Too Slow RC checking in on YouTube. How's it going? Yeah, so, and again, I haven't been racing. I've been working on that dang fist scale. It should be done. Yep. So the thing about it is that fist scale, getting it ready, it's a lot like an A scale, except for the fact that when I've been going through it, everything has been wrong or off or needed a part. And we talked about this before. Try to get a Losey part right now. Good luck. I've been scavenging the corners of the internet just trying to find like little teeny tiny things. But
you could just, I don't know, race something fun.
Fist scale's a blast.
Turn on asphalt. I bet it's actually really fun.
Yeah, fist scale. If it wasn't fun, it would not be worth this work. And to be fair, I think I took it a little too to heart. The fifth scale guys last year when I was at Silver State, they're like, you know, you don't have to work on it. Cause I was about ready to go through my diffs before main day. They're like, this is fifth scale, dude. It ain't A scale. You leave that shit alone. And I might have taken that a little bit too to heart. Ah, Jeremiah's got a good question. He goes, my RC shit's been sitting for months. Tried to charge the batteries and get stuff going for the last toy box race. My batteries won't charge. Probably voltage too low. I remember you can jumpstart these things on a charger, but I don't remember how. So this is... I'm going to say this is all theoretical, and do not try this at home. you put
and
it.
And if you do, make sure it's outside.
Yes. I wouldn't even trust a LiPo safe just in case, because you're going to have to put it on NIM mode, and you're going to have to do it for about 30 seconds. What I did notice, though, so I brought batteries back that way before. I've never had such low internal resistance in my life.
Mine always are not as good after that. But so you can do it. What I do is if you have any kind of like quality charger, it'll tell you the voltage per cell. Once it gets 3.0 volts per cell, then you can switch it to, you can stop the charge and switch it to LiPo and charge it slowly back up to full voltage, like less than 10 amps. It'll take a little bit, but then you won't have any problems with it. You probably didn't have your batteries in storage when you put them away, is what I would say causes that. Because generally, like the batteries you buy off the shelf have been sitting on the shelf, whether they were in the shelf in the factory, in the shelf in the warehouse, or in the shelf in the hobby shop for a couple months.
Yeah. He could have left one plugged in. I've left one plugged in for like a year and brought it back. Not a year. I would say 6 months.
That's always a practice pack. Market
and
just goes in the practice drawer.
Well, it was a mini truggy battery, so it was already in rough shape anyways, because, you know, mini truggy packs, well, any modified packs, they get eaten alive.
Mm-hmm. So, but they're cheap.
Yep. So anyways, so yeah, you guys have been racing. I have not. But I am almost ready. My rear clip is going back together, and then I just have to put new tires on the rims. That's one nice thing about fifth scale. The foams and the rims are recyclable. So it's like a beadlock scenario. So it's very expensive to build a full set of tires. It's like $280. But
interesting.
But most of that is reusable. So you're not putting on new wheels and foams every time. I'm trying to pull up my notes here. There's a lot of good racing this weekend. Yeah, Jeremiah says.
Hey guys.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's say, have you seen the Roar Nats results?
Yes, I have. I'm kind of happy about it. Jeremiah says they were in storage, but they've lived a hard life. Yeah, like I said, they had one that was still in the car for 6 months as well, too. So, yeah, those are, you know, they'll be, you can bring them back. They'll be practice packs, but you can bring them back. Yeah, you know, I was going to pull up the results for the Roar Nationals. It was basically Spencer Rivkin, and Aiden Horn winning the mod classes. And Horn...
Spencer almost won modified stadium truck. He got second.
Yeah, he almost tripled, which is insane. Now, I want to talk a little bit about... You know, I didn't look at the results for stock. There were some Iowa guys... and whatnot running in stock. Nate Sutherland, he's Des Moines area, I believe. He took second overall in 17.5 two-wheel. I'm going to look at 13.5 real quick.
Well, he qualified one into the main.
Yeah.
He didn't finish that well.
Yeah, he finished fifth overall. And
okay.
Stock and 13.5 are the money classes. That's where all the entries are at a national event. So, yeah, awesome on him. I don't know. People say, well, let's see what he does in modified. Why? You know what I mean? Is there money in modified anymore? I'd say all the money is...
Well, it's where...
Go ahead.
It's... Like, it's harder... First of all, there's, like... I think the level of talent in modified is higher than in stock.
Yeah.
I don't mean that any disrespect, but like guys that have raced stock for a long time, they are now running modified. Like, I'm sure Spencer started out running stock. I know Dakota did.
Yeah.
Like all these guys that are super fast now have worked their way to modified. Are super fast and modified, which is, I can tell you, more difficult to go fast and modified than it is in stock.
Sure.
Well, I don't even know.
Well, the problem.
Maybe not more difficult. It's just difficult. Both are difficult.
Yeah. Two slow RCs working on his trailer, just getting it set up for the MNRC. Kyle Holmberg, from round one of qualifying, five of the 13.5 guys would have been in the top 10 of mod four. And that's, we've talked about before, that's layout.
Well, that's layout, but also the stock classes are too fast.
That,
the mod classes, everything's too fast.
Yeah, we've talked about that as well. Jason Klinkner is checking in. Jason Klinkner, he's one of the big wigs at the Dakota Slideways. Just remember, Dakota Slideways Nationals coming up. The weekend of July 16th, they're going to have $7,500 in cash prizes with the top three pro classes. Go check them out on Facebook at Dakota Slideways Club. Steve Fadick checking in saying you can jump with NIM setting at low amp. We already discussed that one. And Mitch on the mic. What's up, guys? Love what you're doing. Thanks, Mitch. So, yeah, like Kyle said, though, that I got a question for you guys. Do you think the layout was too difficult? Did you watch any of it?
I watched a little spud of it. It kind of looked a little more on the easy side.
Yeah, there was one really tough jump corner. Did you watch any, Zach?
No, I'm going to look up the pictures right now.
No, it's fine. I watched it, and I was seeing reports it was really difficult, but maybe it's because it was on video, and, you know, there was some of the jumps in the corner scenario, but it didn't look very hard. Like, if you looked at the Masters of Dirt layout, I was expecting that. I'm like, oh, my God, Lucas is gonna go over the top with the layout, and people are going to be upset, but the layout looked very racy. It looked like a lot of fun. But I did see a couple posts from... They were there, but non-reliable sources saying the layout was pretty difficult. So, I don't know, man.
I bet it's hard to go fast on.
Yeah.
It looks pretty easy to drive on.
Yep. Like
just to go around and make laps. But that's what a lot of the American layouts have been recently.
Sure.
It's been, like, to get, like, a solid lap, like, let's say, like, a really fast national lap would be, like, a 17-second lap.
Yeah.
But you can go out there and make 18-second laps all day long, and then you maybe get, like, a 17.8 or something as you're fast.
Yeah.
But to get, like, those extra 8 tenths out of your car every lap is, like, real.
Sure.
It's a chore. to figure out how to do that. And that's what a lot of the layouts have been. Recently, from my experience in on-road and in off-road, albeit I've only been to Hoosier for off-road, so.
Okay. Yeah, Cam saying it's nationals, make it tough. I don't disagree with that. I looked at most of the modified mains before we got on here, and I believe in all the mains, in each of the A mains, there were only two guys above the age of 30. I think it's a good thing. I think it's time for, well, I don't know about, I mean, Dustin Evans is getting up there. Cav is definitely getting up there. But also a couple of the guys were at the Nitro Cross at Wally Builds put on this weekend too. I wasn't sure. I watched a lot of coverage and I don't know, guys. Sometimes I'm dumb. But I was kind of confused, but I know he was doing something different, which I do like. I cannot find it. I wonder if they were using mod scoring program.
I thought I seen something or heard something like that.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing. Let's try the dirt. Oh, here we go. So it was... It's under the dirt. Because I'll be using that again in a week and a half or so. A different... Wow. So we had seeding, then qualifying. And then there were LCQs, which is awesome. I love... Oh, there were A2s. There were two A mains for Nitro Buggies. So let's go. Let's go to final results. I do like the LCQ idea. So Ryan Mayfield wins overall, followed by Adam Drake, then Camden Line. To be fair, the only person there that would have been at the Roar Nationals, if he had a ride, would have been Ryan Mayfield. Other than that, I don't see anybody else. So, except... You know, Adam Drake's been playing with that new Mugen buggy quite a bit. I don't know if you guys remember, a few years back, he got picked up by PR. Oh, man. PR must have felt ripped off. Adam Drake made one video of him driving the car, and then you never saw it ever again. You never saw it in any of his YouTube videos, any of his Facebook videos of him driving it. You never saw anything else out of the PR except for that first initial video. He's already done more with this Mugen two-wheel drive buggy than he... I mean, Mugen's his main gig, but... Yeah.
Man, there wasn't anybody at this race, though. I mean, you had Mayfield, Drake... I mean... Some guys, but there's like from Walker Spinrad, who's pretty good.
Yeah,
and a whole lap down from Mayfield.
Yeah, right.
And then in like open e buggy, there was only six entries.
Yeah, there were. It looks like there were 137 entries, but you had every class. You had 40 plus. You had e buggy. You had electric truggy. Nitro buggy truggy, sportsman e buggy, sportsman e truggy, also, and that's where you know, yeah, it is what it is. 137 entries at, I like what he's doing, and I hope he continues with it. I like the LCQ idea.
I think the format for RC is kind of stale, so it's cool to see different stuff.
Right, right.
That's why I like the King of the Road race. Just my, I guess one of my favorite tracks. He does like kind of like a Reedy style format where like everything's worth points. Seeding's worth points, qualifying's worth points, and then your mains are worth points.
Yep.
So your points up to the mains get you into your main, and how it's sorted is different. And then it's called King of the Road, and then based off your points is how you determine who the king is. So you go from your seeding, your qual, your mains, and then whoever has the lowest score is the king.
Okay.
It's a cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always had a question for you, Zach. I've never asked you before, and you would be the person to answer it because you have a level head about things. So qual points were invented because for changing tracks, like, you know, tracks that develop throughout the day, whether it be better or worse. You think with on-road, that would be the way to do things because grip comes up, and gets faster and faster. You might as well throw away round one. Why don't they use qual points for on-road? Like, you spend all day... Go ahead.
It doesn't change like that. Once you have... The track doesn't change once the race starts. So the track changes a lot from the beginning of... So let's say it's a Thursday.
Yep.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday race. Like mm-hmm. a lot of these are. Thursday's practice. Friday's the qualifiers start.
Yep.
By the end of the day on Thursday, the track's probably about the best it's going to be now with this new generation of carpet.
Yep.
The groove is running as good as it's going to be. But it stays consistent. So after that, it may be consistently shitty, but it's the same from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
But that's, yeah. So it's pretty consistent. So that's why. It, with the gray carpet, that would have been, it's been a few years now, but I think that would have been useful. I think it's a useful thing too, because with like Rocket, like I'm a fan of both because I suck at racing. So Rocket Round lends itself better to me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, sometimes it just takes me, I need more track time than what's allotted. So the fourth qualifier, I'm doing great.
Right.
But the first qualifier, I don't, who knows? I might not even like be in the bottom main.
You're just a mess.
It's just, I need track time.
Yeah.
So, I really think qual points is probably like the better way to do it out of the two, because it proves a more consistent racer versus a faster racer. Which is what you're going for. That's why I like the Daytona 500, because it's not the Daytona 2-lap.
Right.
Or 50-lap.
Right.
Like, it's a lot of laps to get yourself there. And I think that's part of it. And, you know, so it's more challenging to do that over many runs, especially if you have, like, if you're in the middle of the pack, but you're really fast.
Yep.
You know, especially like these, if you're 1 second between first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, like you may just finish fifth because the other four guys didn't make a mistake, not because you weren't faster. It's just that,
right.
Like, that's what it was.
Oh no, is it gone? Shoot. I was going to bring up the next thing about how you were right about HB, but I can't find the letter anymore. That's why I've been scrolling.
Okay. So I can give you the
gist, yeah,
from what I remember.
Yeah.
So if you guys weren't paying attention or didn't listen to the No Name RC podcast, shout out to Keenan. Oh. I did go look through what they had said. So last 2 weeks ago, HB, it got leaked or something to that effect that HB was going out of business, and I said it was to dissolve their debts and
yep.
One of their friends or their other businesses to buy HB's inventory, intellectual property, all that stuff at a highly discounted rate. And then they can become super profitable and lean under the new management,
right.
Which is exactly what we're seeing now with Orion.
Yeah.
In Europe.
Yeah, Benjamin James checking in. He goes, I'd like to see double file grid starts in the early 90s. That was fun. It taught you how to drive like very tight for several laps. Jason's got a question. He goes, for his Midwest Nationals race, himself and Eric have made the decision not to have cash payouts for novice sportsman class, just awards. Did we make the right decision? What are the thoughts?
I think
it's correct. I don't think you should have cash for a non-professional class. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have pro buggy, I mean, yeah, make it pro. Put down some cash, but I mean, I agree with it. I totally agree with it. Add a little bit more. Well, take what you're going to put in sportsman and put it in the pro class. So what bothered me most about the HB letter, and I found it. So I work for a relatively small company. So, Zach, I could see this greatly affecting your company. The dude had a heart attack.
Right.
So things stop, would totally stop for DRC if you had a heart attack, right? Mm-hmm. So I work for a company with 40 people total. If the president of the company had a heart attack, it would be sad, but it would be business as usual. There's plenty of places to, you know, plenty of us to pick up the slack, keep things moving, all that stuff. Is HB that small to where the main guy has a heart attack and they're like, I don't know. Yeah.
So two thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to finish the thought with Jason. So if the head guy is so controlling and so micromanagement that he doesn't trust anybody else to do anything.
Yep.
That could shut down a whole company.
Sure.
The second thing is if HB has 10 employees.
Yep.
So you got the head guy, money guy, whatever. Mm-hmm. You got an engineer or two.
Yeah.
So you got a couple sales reps. So that's 5.
Yeah.
Then you have maybe a guy doing quality control when stuff comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, but maybe. And then you got people packing kits or packing orders. Maybe you got a website guy, something like that. Like, you could have a pretty bare bones team because you could pack a lot of orders in 40 hours a week.
Right.
And HB's not killing it, so.
Yeah, I suppose. And they just moved into a smaller facility.
And back to Jason's comment. So I think it incentivizes the sportsmen and novice racers to do better, to not have payouts in their classes, because I want to do better and move up to the classes that are getting payouts or like more advanced.
Right.
When I started growing, or when I grew up, I was racing forever ago now.
Yeah.
Back in my day. But
well, even though you're way younger than me, we've both been around RC forever.
Yeah, so it started out, I was in the novice class, and there was a novice and an advanced. Those are the two classes. There wasn't
right.
Sports. I mean, it's kind of similar now, but with a lot of classes. But, you know, I wanted to get up to that advanced class because that's where the fast guys were.
Yeah.
And then I remember the first week I got to move up to advanced, I was like 4 or 5 laps down after being 2 or 3 laps up on the novice guys.
Right. And, you know, Joe 3 is going through that pain right now. I remember when I got my first mod motor, and this was long before the 19-turn brush class. It was a 20 quad. So, it was 20 turns, and then the number was the amount of, like, strands. So, a single would be faster, but it would be really torquey and twitchy and junky, and the more you added, the smoother the motor got, but it had less on that bottom end. I got this the can looks spray painted blue. It was and I was so happy to get it. Ooh, Andrew, he's saying with the 1/10 scale off-road 2025 Worlds coming to Australia, Do you think we will see USA drivers run some more outdoor 10 scale in the lead up? Will the Worlds be a revival of 1/10 off-road or just another specialist race like running on Astro or Sugar Tracks used to be back in the day? I'm going to give my quick synopsis on it real quick. The 2016 Worlds were run, or the ones Mayfield won with 10 scale, were run outdoor in Italy. That was, I mean, kind of sugar, but, you know, it was outdoor. I think a lot of guys will be testing in the Southeast running outdoor for this Worlds. I hope so, Andrew. I hope so. 10 scale outdoor is a blast. Only time will tell. If it looks like shit in the video coverage, nobody will want to do it. I've seen worlds at the Huddy Arena. They chose the wrong tire for that Worlds, and the cars look like crap in a beautiful facility on a beautiful track. Joey and Zach, what do you think?
Go ahead, Joey.
It'd be cool to see that more guys getting out to the 10 scale outdoors. I used to actually have a 10 scale outdoor track at my dad's place out in the backyard. I'd always go out there and play with, and I thought it was way more fun than indoor.
Sure.
So I think Joey, go ahead.
I think it'd be, honestly, I think it's a good thing it's going outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Joey brings up the key problem there. How many outdoor 10 scale tracks are there?
Yeah.
If you live in Florida, there's a few in Florida. There's a couple in Georgia. I know of a couple in Louisiana. I mean, there's outdoor tracks out there. You just got to look hard enough to find them.
Yeah, because of Jason Rona and Jay Concepts, it's huge down there. And it's awesome. Hey, Jessica Oldman checking in. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? Andrew put up a YouTube link, and I do not know how to do it from here. My only options is delete comment and block user. I don't want to do either one of those things. So
I mean, I think that's what's going to be the problem. You're going to have guys that, I think it's going to be similar to the Worlds on asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, there's not a bunch, but I would say more asphalt tracks outside, just because that's a more normal thing over there.
Right.
Here in the U.S., you know, kind of the common thing has been either black COC carpet or some kind of AstroTurf or a glued indoor clay for 10 scale off-road. There's not a lot of 10 scale off-road tracks left. There's right. Some eight scale ones, but it's hard to run your 10 scale on an eight scale track.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Yeah. It's not the same thing that they're doing. Joe Garcia says FMRC, they run 10 scale and eight scale e-buggies on Thunder Road's old turf. But yeah, that's, AstroTurf, Joe, which is awesome AstroTurf. But we're talking about outdoor 10 scale dirt, like what they do in Florida on that, like, red stuff.
Lomi, I want to see Bruce.
Yeah.
Get like a whole shot tire.
I want to. I want to see a big old block of mud come off that track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You gotta run a rib front tire on your two-wheel drive cars.
Sure. Yeah. I'm just I'm pumped to see it. I really am. And I'm pumped to see where in the United States the 2026 1A scale Worlds is going to be, too. That's going to be fun to watch because they announced that well ahead of time.
I was going to say, you think next year?
I think we're going to hear early 2025 where the Worlds are going to be in the United States for 2020.
8 scale outdoor?
Yes. Either way, that's where I'm taking my vacation, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to podcast after every day, and I'm going to, you know, watch, take a lot of video, all that stuff.
Full throttle RC Raceway?
I wish. Dude, that would be so easy. That would be so freaking easy. It's 35 minutes from my house. Jessica says she's doing well. I'm bummed out, Jessica. We lost a racer early this morning, but she says she's getting ready for some Minnesota outdoor racing. Yeah, me too. I am too. I'm ready to go outside.
I still have that kit laying on my desk that I haven't built yet.
Yeah. I'm going to use last year's cars. They're fine. Yeah, I would really like to see. So last time, Joey, you weren't on, but we were talking about Party Crashers doing parking lot races. And I'm buying a slash or two to do it because, you know, get back to the roots. And if some kid, little kids watch, I'm just going to hand them the frickin' radio. I don't care. The worst a little kid can do to a slash is break $6 in parts. You know what I mean? That's the worst. So I'm gonna.
Now you're gonna start getting Gary's attention.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Gary's Mr. Oh yeah, he's got a race coming up. May 4th. Unfortunately, I'm gonna be out of town. That's the start of the Summer Oval Series, Zach, in Minnesota. We have a couple different series happening right now. We're gonna get into something in a minute. Speaking of series, but Gary from the RC Hobby Farm and the guys from the Iron Range Club combined, and they're doing a four race summer series to keep people racing oval throughout the summer. It's a pretty good thing. So
you gonna run any oval at all this year or this summer?
I'm planning at the end. I'm planning on going in very, very, very hard, and I plan on going to the Chili Bowl next year.
Big plans, huh?
It's only, well, they say it's a 10-hour drive, but it's 700 miles. So if I get a piss jug, I'll only need to stop once for gas.
What? Just...
My truck will stink for like a week. I don't care.
You'll end up stopping more than you think you will.
Joseph, just stop and use the bathroom. What's an extra hour going to do to you? It's 11 hours instead of 10?
I think I can make it an 8.
Yeah, maybe if you're going 120 down 35.
Yeah, that's what you do down 35.
You're going to lose time in Iowa because they get the little cameras up on those poles on 35 hell all have radars on them.
I got popped by one of those once. It sucks. You just get a ticket. So I didn't break my cruise through downtown Des Moines, and I got a ticket in the mail for doing 79 in a 55. It's only a $60 ticket, and it did not go on my record. Because that's obscene. Because just for, yeah. Zach, for a split second, it goes from 70 to 55 back to 70. So it's like, I'm not even going to break my cruise. I can see there's no cops around and all that. But what's nice now, Google Maps and Waze tells you where all the speed cameras are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Jessica's saying it's so sad. He was a great young man and will be missed. That's for sure, Jessica. We're talking about Nathan Jorant. But anyways, yeah. I have a sprint car lined up, and I'm going to get a late model. And
custom works.
I'm not doing. I'll tell you after. But, yeah, it's going to be good.
When's the Chili Bowl next year?
It's January. It's right after my daughter's birthday because I'm like, I'm going to go to the Chili Bowl. Then I'm like, oh, shit, it's on my daughter's birthday. It starts 2 days after, so I'm good.
Oh, great. Well, I know, I've got your daughter's birthday in my calendar. We'll yeah. Just put that on.
It's January 13th through, it's like 4 or 5 days.
Okay. So maybe less.
I think it starts on like a Wednesday or Tuesday.
Tuesday. So if we go out, so if I take Jackie out for her birthday the Saturday prior, and it's all on, I typed it. So for some reason, guys, I don't know how to change it, But my Firefox is on Yahoo search for some reason. And I typed in RC Chili Bowl. And what came up was chili recipes.
So many things are wrong with that statement, Joe. So I don't even know where to start. I don't know how to help you at this point. You're an old man problems.
I'm going to have to, because
download an app that's going to burn your computer to the ground.
Yeah, no, every other time I've downloaded Firefox or Brave or anything like that, it's been Google search.
Opera.
Yeah, I got to get Opera. So, anyways, that's my plans. We're going really hard into Oval, and we're going really hard into AstroTurf off-road next winter. That's going to be the plans. We tried to spread ourselves out too thin this year by doing Oval and Carpet off-road and AstroTurf off-road. It sounds simple, but you add in that third thing, it makes it quite a bit more difficult, especially when you're changing every single week going somewhere else. So we're going to focus on two things. But this summer is going to be A scale and fifth scale, and maybe a little oval at the end. Joey, are you going to race a series, or are you going to be big car racing most of it?
I'll probably be big car racing most of it, but I think it lined up. I might be able to make Sean's MNRC.
Okay.
Maybe.
Awesome. So before you got on here, Zach and Joey and I were talking before we started the show, and I keep hitting the up button on my desk like a dork again. I know. I should lock it. I really should lock it.
Wife's going to tell you how to do it again.
I should unplug it. Because the wireless charger on it doesn't work. There's no point in having it plugged in. So this summer, depending on my finances, nothing set in stone for the summer of 2025, but the summer of 2025, I would never quit RC racing, but from May to the end of the big car racing, I might go race Mod 4 or Street Stock or something like that.
And I'll still, to this day, I suggest Super Stocks.
Yeah.
Motors are a little spendy, but it's actually a fairly inexpensive, well, I can't say inexpensive, it's still spendy, but it's a fairly affordable class to get in. But another good class to get in is the limited late models.
Okay. Well, you know, I was talking to the inspector at my work, and he used to race back in the day, and he said the most fun he ever had was racing Super Stocks. He raced everything a little bit back in the day, and he was on a really, really tight budget, and he said the best he could do on a tight budget was the Super Stocks. So, yeah, I know your thing is not oval, Zach, but it is.
It doesn't do it for me, man. I've tried dirt oval. I've tried carpet oval. Oval is not my thing, but I do want to go to the Chili Bowl and try to get me go for the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Maybe. We'll see. It depends on my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. You got a young one, and that makes it harder. My kids, I could disappear for a week, and they'd only notice 6 days in because they're hungry.
Well, and Class of Champions, I think, is
going
to be probably that first week in January again.
Sure. Doug Reek checking in, saying he's going to join the E-Truggy and E-Buggy class this summer for Sean's and the MNRC. That's going to be good. Doug's one of those guys, he had a little bit of health crap that kept him out last summer, which sucks, but he'll be back racing this summer. It's going to be a good thing.
I'm going to chime in, kind of going back to the whole Super Stock thing.
Yeah.
There, also with the Supers.
Yeah.
There's four tracks within a 30-mile radius of your house
yep.
that you could run at on a Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday.
Yeah. So what I was thinking about doing, and I don't know how many times I could do this, but I would do the – one of my buddies used to do KRA in Wilmer on a Thursday, go to Princeton on a Friday, go to Ogilvy on a Saturday, and go to Granite City on a Sunday. I don't have that much money for tires, though. That's a lot of tires.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Joey just disappeared. He goes, okay. There he is.
Oh, sorry. I got a call. The thing with it is, though, is if you find a B-mod guy or an A-mod guy,
yep,
they oftenly will run their tires, and you can buy them off of them for like $50 a pop.
Oh, that's not bad. And you just have to get right side tires, don't you?
Right front. The only tire you're ever going to really buy brand new is the right rear.
Okay.
Just because you can toast through those really quick. But the left rear, the left front, you can probably get 5 races out of those.
Yeah. I saw you're at Hoosier Tire North the other day, and you didn't send me a text.
Yeah, I was. I was picking up a whole bunch of tires for one of my buddies, and actually a couple of my buddies.
I live right by Hoosier Tire North. My way home from the brewery, I stumble home from the brewery. I go across to Hoosier Tire North, cross the railroad tracks, and then I'm home. So, anyways.
How did you see that? Do I have you on Snap?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Too many social media. Speaking of, you see, we're going to lose. I don't know if any of you are on TikTok, but we're going to lose a lot of great RC content because there's a lot of TikTok-only content. And they put it, they buried the TikTok ban bill in a war bill, so it's likely going to get passed. So there's a lot of good.
Don't get me started on that.
I know. You got to come on the MMA show, which isn't really about MMA, and just rip.
I mean, I will. I'll do it here, but I don't think anyone wants that.
Well, on this, we try to stay away from. Well, we're into RC politics, but, you know, we're not here to solve world problems. And although I do like. I always like to get people into conspiracies or how the government really works and all that, but you know, this is about RC cars. Go ahead.
I think RC, yeah. Jiu-jitsu, and maybe like, I don't know, something else. And we could fix a lot of the world's problems.
Yeah.
We could stop being a dickhead.
I really, you know, I would really like to see like, the Senate have like a jiu-jitsu tournament. Let's see who comes out on top.
Why? We're going to have to pay $12 million for somebody to get hip surgery.
Yeah, that is true. Anyway, we got a couple questions. And then should we get out of here?
Yeah, I got my folks are here, so I'm sure they want to spend some time with me.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. Kyle Kwas was saying Island Speedway Oval was pretty wild if anyone gets a chance to run there. No, absolutely. I was talking about Island a while ago, their oval, and it's crazy good. It's like so much grip, and they don't allow sauce. And when he said that, I'm like, what kind of BS is this? This just opens the door for cheating. It really does. But when I went around on a brand new set of smoothies with no foam breaking whatsoever, and I was almost traction rolling, that you don't need sauce. You really don't. Jacob Schweisberger is wondering, what do I think about the R1 3-gear transmission and how to break it in quicker? You could put it in on a drill, but I wouldn't suggest that. I would suggest run it. That's the best way to break it in. I think it's an option. I think it would be a good option, but I think it moves the motor too far back. Because it moves it back quite a ways. it's very expensive, but it's meant to be expensive because they make a lot. And I've explained on here, the less you make, the more your final product's going to cost. Because let's be real, next January, whenever the B7.1 is going to come out, it will probably have a three-gear transmission. Cam,
I think it's going to depend.
Go ahead.
It's going to depend on the layout.
Yeah.
Whether or not. I don't know, like, the efficiency from a three-gear to a five-gear. Yeah, you're going to have more efficiency with the three-gear.
Yeah.
But, again, like we talked about this earlier, I don't know it's necessary for stock racing. And, like, it does move the motor back. And there's just not, like, a great way to add the motor forward without having like a belt or an axle, drive shaft, something, another gear,
yeah,
or two,
and then you're adding in all these moving parts and it's all unnecessary.
Yeah, so it's hard to say, but I think that both could work. It's probably going to be track dependent, and then is there enough setup variability in the B7 to limit the amount of weight transfer forward? Is that good? Like, I have so many things.
God, it's so cost prohibited towards the average person. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's hard to spend that. And we spent it, this is before you, Zach, but I remember when the Stealth Transmission came out, and you'll find the old school guys with the small Stealth Transmission kit box. And for that transmission, back in 1990, they paid $90 for it. And that was a chunk of change back in the day. That cost, I think the RC-10 was like $120. And guys were taking A-stamps and drilling holes because you needed another set of holes for that Stealth Transmission. I mean, if it really... I mean, Cam saying Ed's car looked really good with it. I'm sure it did. It's just, I don't know, man. The price point, and I don't like how far it moves the motor back personally. I've never really ran it or seen it run, so I can't really say. And, you know, that five gear, if you're, we don't run mod, but the five gear for mod would be the way to go. Absolutely, I think. Because it's so smooth. So, this was brought up semi-anonymously. Topic for the night. What the F happened to the Border Battle series? Change the rules halfway through the series, lose half the entries, then no awards or recognition for people who did the whole series. It's a good way to piss off the customer. Cam saying you can make the five gear better. Tony's with different bearings was great too. I agree. You can make the stock bearings work well if you're willing to put the work into it. Stock bearings work just fine, but man, you got to take off every single shield, clean them 100% out. They got to be perfectly clean because they put in team associated bearings. They put more of a rust inhibitor in there rather than a lubricant, and you got to get that out of there. And then, use a really good oil, whatever your preferred oil is.
I don't understand why these manufacturers, these are race car manufacturers. They're not building, it's not axial.
Yeah.
It's not element. Like, just put oil in them and quit packing them with grease.
Yeah, but I bet they bought a huge, huge, huge bulk that lasts them 10, 15 years and they don't want them rusting on them. You know, that could be a way to keep bearings in a car at an affordable price up until
if you submerge, if they come in oil.
Yep.
Or you get them and you dunk them in oil or whatever, or I don't know how you keep bearings, but Avid, I imagine, does the same thing and theirs come oiled. Like, do they just buy less of the creased ones? Like, I don't know.
I don't know what Avid does, but I know Avid does something. And I know, like, JT does. All the, like, bearing companies do something. They're just not stock from wherever they get them from. Another good way to clean your bearings is the lighter fluid in the yellow bottle in an ultrasonic cleaner. And, you know, obviously be careful, but that's an excellent cleaner. But, yeah, no, Kyle's wondering what the F happened to the border battle. Well, we had... They tried to make flying changes that didn't work out. They kind of killed some things. There should have definitely been trophies for expert two-wheel. Maybe intermediate two-wheel. And I know Wheeler... I know some tracks are. I know the Toy Box had an intermediate Wheeler and an expert Wheeler, and Dollar just had Wheeler. So that screws things up. And then Short Course was banned at Dollar before the end of the series. So a lot of people didn't get to finish the series. No, the whole thing was fumbled. There definitely should have been awards, at least for the classes that were finished, I think. All I got to say, man, it sucks. And I know there was no, like, malice behind it. I know it was just a lot of mistakes topped on top of each other, if that makes sense. So, it sucks.
Sounds like a lot of half-assery to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and I don't know whose job it is to get awards. I don't know if it's Dollars or if it's the Toy Box, or they go, because it's between the two tracks. I would think the two tracks would go in on awards together, but I don't know. It sucks. It sucks the way things happened, is what I'm gonna say. Because I know. Bill Kelly, who he's from, I think somewhere in Wisconsin or Illinois, I think he made three or four of them, if not all. I think he made all of them, actually. And that would suck to drive around as much as him. Like, he, it's funny, he'll go, like, to the Thunderdome in Morris, Illinois, and then he'll, like, come up to, like, Minnesota for a race. He's just all over the place, and he gets there at, like, 4 a.m., sleeps in his car for a couple hours, and comes racing. Yeah.
That's not for me.
No, it's not, but he puts on, like, I don't know, 2,000 miles on his car every weekend. Literally.
That's not for me either. I hate being in the car.
He loves racing that much, which, dude, I wish I love racing. Don't get me wrong, but I wish I loved it that much, because that is commitment and that is true love for the hobby and sport. Cam is saying, isn't that stuff getting awarded next race? I guess that's what I assumed. Cam, I thought that the... From what I understand, wasn't that the last race in the series? That's what I understand. I thought we're not talking about Dollar Point Race. Dollar's Point Race is, I won't be at. Normally I announce, well, up until my last one, I announced races at Dollar. I won't be able to do the last one, unfortunately, because I'll be in Vegas. I got to stop talking about that. They'll think I'm Aiden Burke. Remember that time I went to Vegas? But, yeah, it's... I'm looking at Dollar Hobbies page, man. It's just so hard because what sucks is they allow people to sell crap. But yeah, I'm not seeing anything for. I'm not seeing anything. It sucks that people sell crap on that Dollar Hobbies Facebook page because important information gets buried. So anyways, that's about all I got. Do you guys got anything else? Oh, I have one more thing. Sorry. If you want to do like a tire warm-up before the layout change, they're going to be having a race at Southern Minnesota RC Raceway Saturday the 27th before the track rebuild. So if you want to get your tires dialed in, your cars dialed in, Saturday the 27th, they're having a race at Southern Minnesota RC Raceway. I wish I were going with the fifth scale, but that's Lance Parker. It's going to be in his vehicle on the way to Silver State. So anyway, yeah. Do you get
when is Silver State?
I'll be gone from the 1st through the 6th.
Okay, so in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so the fifth scale portion of it is the 2nd through the 5th. I want to say control practice for A scale starts on the 1st. I went too long last year. Have you ever gone someplace too long and you're just like, oh my God, this is a waste of time. I want to go home now.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that the fifth scale portion was, I didn't know that that started on Thursday. So I went there Tuesday thinking I was only getting there one day ahead. Well, I was getting there 2 days ahead. And then I decided to stay until Tuesday. Never again. Never again. I just, holy crap, dude. You can only gamble so much. You can only drink so much. You can only eat so much crappy food. In the South Point, I didn't leave the South Point because there's no real reason to. Everything's there. You got several restaurants. You have a movie theater. You have a bowling alley. You have an arcade. Gambling. But it's also pretty far to go. Let's say you want to go to the Strip. You're 7 miles from it, so an Uber from the South Point to the Strip would be pretty expensive. So, anyway. I don't know, man. I'm going there to race, and I'm going there to work with Mod, and I'm going to come home early Monday morning.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing at the World. I'm leaving on Monday, and I'll be back on Monday.
Yeah. Well, you have more of a clear... That's the thing with the fifth scale side of things. They did not have a clear schedule of how things were going to be ran. So I thought it was just going to be ran alongside the A scale program, and there it wasn't. So, yeah, man.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Episode this week.
Yeah, that's all right, though. Yeah. I'm still, you know, pretty down from the whole Nathan Jorin thing and all that other junk. I left the gym early. I was so bummed out. It's like I did a couple rounds of jiu-jitsu. I didn't even put on the 4-ounce gloves today. I'm just like, oh, I'm just not feeling any of this. So, yeah, man. Like I said, if the any memorial thing comes up, I'll put it up on the Ran Out of Talent Facebook page. He was also a friend of the podcast. He listened. I want to say he sent me a message after the last episode about something, probably about the parking lot racing. So, yeah, man. All right, guys. Next time. I don't know when that'll be. We'll talk about it. Zach, Joey will be racing big cars. So we also got to get a couple guys on for interviews as well. So I was going to have.
I told you before, I'll kind of pop in whenever I can, get some time.
Absolutely. Yeah. But do it on your computer next time.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. It's your phone's not leaving feedback now, though.
Weird.
Yeah. Maybe it's a weird algorithm where you have it on mute long. Oh, there it is. There it is. No, no, you're fine. All right. Did you have any questions on your end, Zach, when you posted it?
I don't think so. Let me go double check.
Yeah. I always got to double check. I missed a question from last week as well. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I just head up my rear end. It happens. Yeah, I don't have any.
So shiny.
Huh?
That's why it's so shiny.
What's shiny? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm always reminded of The Simpsons. Homer, did you put your head in the shino ballo? No. All right, man. I'm Jozer Jr., and with me has been Zach Donathan and Joey Fitzsimmons. Put in his 10 years as a co-host, did a fantastic job, and is welcome back anytime. All right, guys.
Take that consideration.
We've ran out of talent. Have a great night.